Hi everyone, this is Emmy, and today I'm going to give you a lesson on crocheting in the round, which is a technique you would need if you're making a hat, for instance, or a pillow or a bag or anything that would be made as a circle. To start in crochet, again, we always start with a slip knot. To make a slip knot, wind the yarn around your fingers, place the hook through the loop you just made, pick up the yarn and pull it through, and then just bring that stitch up against the hook. Okay, and we already have had a lesson on how to hold our yarn, and we've also had a lesson on our chain stitches, but we'll just start out. So we're going to chain 5 usually to start the center of a hat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going to slip stitch to join to form a ring so that we can start crocheting in the round. Slip stitch to join, you insert your hook through the very first stitch of the row, you pick up the yarn, and you pull it through both of those loops. So now you have a ring in which you can start making a hat. Sometimes you start with single crochets in a hat, and I'm going to start with doubles because it's easier for you to see. And because a single would be very dense around there, but once you know the technique, you'll be able to do it with singles. So we're going to start double crocheting. So in order to start double crocheting, we need to chain 2. So 1, 2, because a double crochet is that high. So we need to have our hook and our very first part of our yarn the same height as our double crochet is going to be. So I'm going to double crochet 10 stitches around here, but this first chain 2 counts as 1, so I only have to make 9 double crochets across. So to make a double crochet, you yarn over the hook one time, you insert your hook through the ring, you pick up the yarn and pull it through, then you pick up the yarn again, you pull it through 2, pick up the yarn, pull it through 2, and so that is a double crochet. So I'm going to make 8 more so that I have 10 in the circle, and I can show you how to slip stitch to join and make the next row. So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I'm going to slip stitch to join. One of the most common mistakes in slip stitch to join is that people slip stitch to join in the wrong stitch. They might slip stitch to join here or here. Those would be wrong. Those are our chain 2, and that's the top actually of our chain 2. So you really need to slip stitch to join in here. If you slip stitch to join here, it would be wrong and you would know it because you only have one loop on your hook. If you slip stitch to join in the correct stitch, you're going to have 2 loops on your hook. Slip stitch to join means you pick up the yarn, pull it through both of those like that. Now when you're making a hat, you have to increase for the very top of the hat. So that means that we have to make 2 stitches in each of these rows. Some people just continue on in a circle, but I find your work will take on a spiral if you do that. So any of my patterns will always call for you to chain 2 and turn. So here's how you chain 2 and turn. You chain 2 and you turn the work around. So because we're going to need to have 2 stitches in each stitch, normally you would not work in the very first stitch, but this time it might say in the pattern double crochet in the same stitch. That means the very first stitch, that because this is the equivalent of a double crochet. So if we were only making 1 double crochet in each stitch around, you would not work in this stitch. But because we're going to make 2 stitches in each, we are going to crochet in that stitch. And that would be specified in the pattern. It would say double crochet in the same stitch. So to double crochet, we're going to yarn over, and every stitch has that natural opening under it. So you're going to place your hook through there and make a double crochet. So you now have essentially made 2 double crochets in that very first stitch. So let's make 2 double crochets in the next stitch. yarn over, insert the hook, pull the yarn through, pick up the yarn, pull it through, pick up the yarn, pull it through too. There you go. We've now made one stitch here. We're going to make another double crochet right in the same stitch. We now have two double crochets in that stitch. I'm going to go through the row. I'm going to make two double crochets in every stitch around and then show you how that looks and how to slip stitch to join again at the end. So I'm going to double crochet, two double crochets in that stitch, and we'll have 20 double crochets across the row when we're finished doing this, because we'll have doubled the number of stitches by making two stitches in each stitch of the previous row. We started out with 10. This end of this row will have 20. If you're a beginner crochet, you should count your stitches at the end of the row so that you know you haven't gone astray or skipped a stitch or not worked in the proper stitches. So I'm almost finished with my 10 double crochets increased to 20. I'm almost done. And this is the last stitch. We're going to make two double crochets in the last stitch. Okay? So there we have our second row, and we're going to slip stitch to join again. We're not going to slip stitch anywhere except in that one stitch that has the two loops. These other two stitches would not have two loops. They would only have one because they're a chain stitch. So we slip stitch to join, and that's where we slip stitch to join. So we now have 20 stitches across. And in the next row, in order to, I'm going to chain two and turn. In order for it not to start curling down, you would have to increase one more time. If you were making a baby's hat, you would not increase two in every row because that would give you 40 stitches. And for an infant's hat, you probably only need 34 to 36 stitches, which would mean that you would double crochet in some of the, make two double crochets in some of the stitches and one double crochet in the other. But I'm going to go ahead and make the 40, and just to show you that after this row, the hat stops increasing and begins to form a curve to fit on the head. So we're going to double crochet, and the same as before, double crochet in the same stitch is here. Okay, so now we have two double crochets. Ignore that knot. And we're going to make two double crochets in each stitch around, and that's going to give us 40 stitches. So I'm going to go ahead and quickly do that. Okay, I've gone ahead and I've finished the row, and now I'm going to slip stitch to join. Here's my stitch where I slip stitch to join. And so you can see that I have a flat circle, and that's how it should be. If it ripples a little bit, that might be that your tension is too tight. Not to worry. It's still going to even out next row. The only thing is, your pattern might not work out to the correct size. So here we go. I'm going to chain two and turn. And I'm going to make one double crochet. I have 40 stitches, so if you're a new beginner crocheter, you should count your stitches at the end of each row, especially if a specific pattern is going to be followed. You will need the specific number of stitches if you're going to make, for instance, shell stitches, and you're not just going to be doing plain double crochets or single crochets. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to finish this row, and then I'm going to show you when I'm done how it begins to curve down in the shape of a hat. So I'll be right back with that. Okay, so I've gone ahead and I've made one double crochet in each stitch around, and now I'm going to slip stitch to join. And so you can see that it's beginning to take on the shape of a hat. And I'm going to go ahead and do one more row so that you will see that it's definitely beginning to look like a hat. So I'll be right back with that. Okay, so I've gone ahead and I've done one more row, And so you can see that the hat is beginning to take on the shape of a hat. So that's going to be the end of our lesson on crochet in the round. If you have gone this far and you want to continue to make a beanie or a hat, just keep adding more rows until you have as many as you need to have a hat that fits your head or a head of whoever you would like to make the hat for. But that would be how you would crochet a basic beanie. And that's our lesson on crocheting in the round. Sometimes people will email me and say that their seam where they chain, slip stitch to join and turn is showing, and they're wondering what they're doing wrong. Well, I'm just going to show you here. This is where I slip stitch to join, and you cannot pick it out. I don't think you can. And it all boils down to slip stitching to join in the correct stitch. So as I showed you, you must slip stitch to join in that one stitch that's going to have two loops on top of your crochet hook, and then your seam will be invisible. No one will be able to pick out where you slip stitch to join. Okay?